Shalom, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא הכל.
Hello, we are in a lesson on the topic of everything is obtained by the power of prayer. We are at excerpt number 13.
הכל מושג בכוח התפילה.
Everything is obtained by the power of prayer.
So even though we're already, we know that everything is attained through prayer, let's hope that it will give us even more of an impression about it and we'll invest more forces and attention on it. So, please, don't disregard what we're reading about now, because still, it really is what we ever attain will only be through us knowing how to turn to the Creator in the precise, correct way, persistently, to everybody. Yes, please.
Excerpt number 13, Rabash writes, I must perform every act of Torah and mitzvot, commandments, in order to bring himself into the aim to bestow. Afterwards, when he has a complete understanding of how much he needs to engage in order to bestow, and he feels pain and suffering at not having this force, then it is considered that he already has something for which to pray, for work in the heart. Since the heart feels what it needs. For such a prayer comes the answer to the prayer. This means that he is given this strength from above, so he will be able to aim in order to bestow. For then, he already has the light and the kli vessel. However, what can one do if, after all the efforts he has made, he still does not feel the lack of not being able to bestow as pain and suffering? The solution is to ask the Creator to give him the vessel called a lack from not feeling. And that he is unconscious, without any pain from being unable to bestow.
No, Itafor.
Itafor. Or maybe read it again. I think so. Let's read it again. Then they'll ask.
Exit number 13 again. He must perform every act of Torah and mitzvot, commandments, in order to bring himself into the aim to bestow. Afterwards, when he has a complete understanding of how much he needs to engage in order to bestow, and he feels pain and suffering at not having this force, then it is considered that he already has something for which to pray, for work in the heart. Since the heart feels what it needs. For such a prayer comes the answer to the prayer. This means that he is given this strength from above, so he will be able to aim in order to bestow. For then he already has the light and the vessel, kli. However, what can one do if, after all the efforts he has made, he still does not feel the lack of not being able to bestow as pain and suffering? The solution is to ask the Creator to give him the kli, the vessel, called a lack from not feeling, and that he is unconscious, without any pain from being unable to bestow.
No, as itafor.
Itafor.
Rav, mi sentita?
Yes.
Rav, perché è importante connettersi al centro della decina e pregare?
Why is it important to connect to the center of the ten and pray? What happens in our hearts when we are united and we pray to the Creator together.
Because otherwise it's not a vessel. 10 and not 9, 10 and not 11. A 10 is a whole, complete structure. Even though we don't understand, we don't feel, we don't see from this world of ours that there's a necessity for a 10, but there's no choice. Let's hear what the Kabbalists tell us. That if we need to build a plea towards the Creator, that plea towards Him should be as a deficiency, that He will hear, that He will absorb it and be able to use it as a vessel that with it, He will build His response. So that vessel that we reveal to Him, it has to be whole. And whole is from a ten. That's how it comes from the relation between lights and vessels, that there's a fulfillment and a deficiency, and a connection between the filling and the deficiency comes to such a connection between them that until they don't build their relationships between a 10, so it's not a right connection. They don't feel each other, they don't understand each other, they're not connected with one another. Only if you have a desire to bestow, which is the Creator, the Ketel, and in that Ketel awakens some will to receive, which is a bit different from the Ketel, the will to receive, then that will to receive that develops through the will to bestow of the Ketel, it comes through all kinds of changes, passages, from Ketel to Malchut, and then we have the complete will to receive, like the Ketel has the will to bestow completely. So then there can't be a connection between the giver and receiver, and also back from the receiver, from the Malchut to the giver, to the Ketel. But through all these spheres, through these passages from Ketel to Malchut, and from Malchut to Ketel, that's why this is the way the 10 has to be built. And every spiritual structure has to be built in such a way. Okay?
Sirav, posso fare un'altra domanda?
Yes, can I ask another question?
Yes.
È importante non oltre pregare in decina, ma anche durante la giornata, in qualsiasi stato in cui mi trovo, essere sempre
beyond the prayer and the ten, is it important in every situation I find myself to always be connected to the Creator and ask for the friends?
It's very recommended and desired that I don't see myself as existing on my own, because through that I'm actually moving away from the Creator, but that I am asking for the friends, and on behalf of the friends, I'm turning to the Creator. That's called prayer in public, that I pray for the group, and I ask for the benefit of the group. As much as we connect between us, we come to a state that we're bestowing from the connection between us to the Creator. What can we bestow? A deficiency that we can receive in order to bestow to the Creator. That will be our giving. And what is the giving? That we're preparing the vessel.
PT 19.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. Baal HaSulam says, what can one do if after all the efforts he is labored, he does not feel pain and lack of bestowal, there's pain and suffering? So why does it seem to us like nothing helps us in order to come to that feeling? Nothing helps us.
First of all, it helps. And it especially helps for now by us having a feeling that it doesn't help. Yep. If you would work in an egoistic desire, so they need to show you what you're about to attain, how you're succeeding. And along with that, there's something that you didn't succeed in yet. That's in an egoistic desire. That's how we build the relationships between us, towards our children, and between us all together. That we need to get some kind of prize, some payment, some attainment, some feeling, some understanding, some prize. And then, to keep going. In that, listen.
Listening.
By this, we develop an egoistic vessel. We need to develop a vessel of bestowal. That's why we don't feel throughout a long time any success. And on the contrary, understand less, feel less, succeed less, and so on and so on. Why? In order to reach a state that reception isn't important for us, that should supposedly be our prize, but it's important for us, the vessel of bestowal on our behalf, as much as we can bestow from between us to the Creator. You read it many times, but you read it, you know, and let it go. But that is actually the goal. That's why we don't receive that same response as we do in this world, in the vessels of reception that are egoistic. But we get a different response, that I don't have and I don't have, and only disappointments, and then I need to overcome them by connecting to friends, by agreeing to take another step, another day and another day, even if I don't get any payment from this on my vessels of reception. And this is how we advance until a little bit by bit accumulates to a big sum. And when all those bits accumulate, we will have a big deficiency and we'll start revealing in a vessel of bestowal that from our efforts, from our patience, we build this vessel, then we'll be able to receive the force of bestowal in it. The force of bestowal, not something else. And in that force of bestowal, we can advance in resembling the Creator.
I like what you said, but people come complaining, what's happening, Rav, we can't connect. And then what do you say? You say, what do you want? You're not connecting among you. We keep saying it, and you keep saying you're not connecting. So I don't understand your complaint, you're saying you're not connecting. What do you mean when you say it? You said it today as well.
I said
that you're not connecting between you.
What do you mean when you say that we're not connecting? This is why we come here every morning for 3 hours.
The fact that you're sitting and studying doesn't mean that you're connecting.
Okay, so what else is missing?
There has to be a connection between us, that in our desire, we must convince the Creator to help us. That's it. Help us. Help us. Understand what the right connection means, what it means to be above our force of reception, and how to relate from between us in the form of bestowal and the Creator together, and then start revealing the true spirituality.
Ok, Can we obligate the Creator, force Him to help us?
Of course. That's how? Called my sons have defeated me.
Yeah, but how do we obligate Him?
By us willing to relinquish everything except for Him to help us be connected between us in order to bestow contentment to Him.
I understand. Thank you.
Let's hope it's a thank you from your heart.
Kiev 3. Доброе утро, учитель. Возможно, вопрос прозвучал, но все же.
Good morning, teacher. Вопрос прозвучал, но maybe the question was asked already, but still.
Что такое ответ на молитву и нужно ли ждать?
A question from a friend. What is the answer to the prayer? Should we accept an answer to the prayer when we raise a prayer?
We need in our prayer to be certain that we're going to get the answer. And even if we don't reveal the answer. The answer instantly comes to us and is in us. Just we may not aim for the same answer because we haven't exactly scrutinized our question and its connection with the answer. But if we'd really connect between us and reveal the right attitude between us and the Creator, we'd feel the answer. But the answer is always there, and we're always advancing. Just it turns out that maybe for now, we can't really digest it. And then keep going. And we keep going. The Creator is always answering. That's how it happens. It's like with babies. You give and give and give to the baby and feed him and take care of him and everything and everything. He doesn't know and doesn't feel. He just cries and that's it. Demands. Until he starts to connect more and more and be like a small person and so on. This is how we need to advance. Our group isn't even a group yet. It wasn't even born yet. Here and there, we come close to it, the tents. That's why we have to keep going. Yes, keep going. Yep.
Unity 2.
Unity 2.
Спасибо. Вот есть такое, что...
Короче.
Не знаю, короче, простите.
Keep it short.
Unity 3.
So Unity 3.
Что такое падает внутрь чувства и осознания, что мы готовы сказать?
What does it mean to fall into the feeling that we're saying that, yes, we're willing to connect?
Good question. When can a person say, yes, I'm willing to connect? It's not instant. But after great exertion and many actions between us and with the Creator and to keep going more and more until He says, I want. There's like a term. Until He says, I want it. Then the Creator connects between us. We need to locate what connection means, how opposite we are of it, and as much as we, in this oppositeness to connection, still respect it and want it. Then we can receive it. The connection that the Creator Himself connects between us and remains between us as the one responsible for the connection. As the, our guarantor. Okay, friends? So, good. Now the time for the women.
Moscow 18.
Moscow 18. In Exit 13, it says, the advice, the solution is to ask the Creator to give him the vessel called the lack from not feeling, and that he is unconscious without any pain from being unable to bestow. So Moscow 18 is asking, can you explain this sentence?
I need to feel a deficiency, pain. That I really don't have the quality of bestow. I don't have the connection with the friends. I can't bestow. And that is painful for me. It still isn't painful for anyone. We can depict it to ourselves as much as it would probably be good, but still we don't have those pains. So let's, if so, strengthen one another in something else, that we will have pain from not being connected, from not yearning for connection, from not yearning to connect with the Creator. That can only be a result of the connection between us. And that if we connect between us, to the extent that we're in this connection, to the extent that we can locate the lack of connection between us, and it's hurting us, to the extent of that hurt, that pain, we can ask the Creator to give us this vessel, to give us the ability to connect, give us the pain for not having connection. And then, according to that, we are already in a lack, in a spiritual vessel. That's what has to be. That's it.
Women, Hebrew,
continuing from Tzvika's question, how can we justify the Creator over time? We're doing everything, we're not succeeding. This is from Women, Hebrew.
We have to search for that, to search how to justify the Creator throughout time. Obviously, supposedly we have a wearing out, and every time we have to rise, to raise the intensity of the connection, of the tendency to connect, as much as possible. As much as possible. And believe me, I've been through many things in this, and I'm already in maybe 40 years in this. I don't know how much. It doesn't matter. The deficiency to connect, the deficiency for yearning, the deficiency for the Creator must come. And to that deficiency, we yearn. That's it.
From Women Hebrew, he just said that we as a group haven't been born. How can we as women help the group be born?
I don't think there's a big difference between the men and women here. In the corporeal feeling, there is. But in spirituality, there is no difference. In spirituality, there's no difference between men or women as we have in corporeality. And our psychology, the difference, the psychological difference doesn't determine anything. Towards spirituality, we are all beyond the differences in our genders. That's why if there weren't differences and disturbances of the genders between us, we would learn together, study together and connect together, and that's how we'd be. So don't pay attention to it. Don't pay attention. The women can do the same thing the men are doing, and don't start depicting that you're women and that's why you can't, and it's not for you. There's no such thing. To do the same thing like men, I think you can even do more. In my eyes, Correction, as it's written, that with the just, the righteous woman, you come out of Egypt. The same thing in the end of corrections. It's with the help of the righteous woman, meaning the will to receive that comes from the women and connects and demands from the Creator for corrections, and by that we all succeed. We see from this world as much as the women are more stable and stronger, and I really hope that the woman part of us will do its work and not that they'll run from it and avoid this work, the spiritual work. Next.
Final question from Moscow 18. You partially answered it, but still. How do we come to a state where the pain and suffering from not having a deficiency for spirituality, for the quality bestowed, becomes a vessel where we can reveal the Creator?
That happens by the upper force. That the upper force bestows upon us, and by that builds a copy of him between us. By that we already have in our will to receive the such a special kind of bestowal that is the force of bestowal. That's it. So we don't have any more questions. Maybe the women, men have more questions.
There are questions on the previous topic, if you want, love.
What?
The externality and internality.
No, bring it.
There's a question that we didn't answer. Why is it our fault? Why are we suffering because others are increasing externality instead of internality?
That's not a question. Guilty, not guilty. We're all in one vessel of Adam Rishon. That's why we need to work in such a way. Nobody's guilty. We are all in one vessel. That's why what the other does, eventually we need to feel that it's us doing it too. That's what Baal HaSulam explains in the article of the Ovud. There's not that one does and the other is relieved from it, or for the good or for the bad. We're all supporting and participating, also in the good state and also in the bad state of each and every one. And let's end here.
The broadcast today from 10 to 10:30, basic concepts of the wisdom of Kabbalah with Dr. Lightman. From 10:30 to 11:30, writers meeting recorded. And from 6:30 to 7:30, the Yeshivat Chavarim, gathering of friends on the topic of why didn't you ask? This concludes the lesson. Have a good day, great night, and a song, please.
Стено, преодолев туман, где правда есть, а где пустой мираж. If your day feels like the night, I'll help you step into the light. Because together we can make the darkness bright. соединим, и мы достигнем нашей цели слиться с ним. Step.